The Mishnah daf from Daled Amud Aleph brings on a chiddush gedin from Rabbi Akiva that according to Rabbi Akiva, if a person marries the karav of his chalutza, the vlad is a mamzer. So in other words, if you chaylitz to a woman and then you marry her relative, the vlad will be a mamzer as if you married the karav of your wife. And the Gemara tries to figure out what's the pshat in the sin of Rabbi Akiva. Why should the krava of your chalutza have a din of kravas ishtai? And the Gemara ends up saying on the bottom of daf from Daled Amud Aleph that hainu time of Rabbi Akiva d'amakra, the pasuk says base chalutza nal akasav karav baser. It's exactly akasav. The Torah refers to the Isha that your chaylitz to as the base chalutza nal. It's a bias the chalutza happened to. It's called besai. Therefore, we see that the Torah is machshav it as if you were married to her, and being that by a real Isha you're married to, the krivus are asuris, who had been over here, by the Isha that your chaylitz to, her krivus are going to be asur as well. And that's the pshat. Why midaraisel, if you're a mikiva, the vlad will be a mamzer if you marry the karv of your chalutza. Now, this gemara needs beer. What's the pshat in that? Why would the Isha, the Yerchelitz, to be called Besa? Luchar Chalitza is the opposite of Besa. You're being Megarisher, you're potting, or you're removing the Zika. There's no element of Besa, there's no Kiddushin over here. What does it mean, Akasav Karel Besa? Why do we treat it as if you're married to this Isha, the Yerchelitz, to? And Luchar, it's Mavur from the Gemara, Gevaldik Echidosh, that the way Chalitza works is not a Ptur, it's not the Pshat that there's a Zika here and it just takes away the Zika and potters her, but Fakir, it's a Kinyan. There's an element of a kinyan over here that you're kind of the Isha through Chalitza, she becomes your wife, there's like a Kiddushin, and then Bevasachas, that becomes a Ptur, that becomes a Gerushin as well. So it's not that you're just patting the Zika, but it's like you married her, then you're Megarish Bevasachas, so there's an element of a kinyan over here, an element of Besai, so she becomes Besai, it's your Mekadisher, and then you're Megarish her, and therefore it would follow that her Krivus would be Asa to you, as if, just like any other woman that you're Mekudish to, and then you were Megarish. Now this has, even though it sounds like a chiddush, but it seems to be kamat mafurish in the Rishami. The Rishami says in a couple of places that lefi one mandamar chalitza is a kinyan. It's not a p'tur, it's a kinyan. It sounds like you're kinyan through chalitza. There's some element of a kinyan. And the Chazanish really speaks itself beferish. Another achron in the Chazanish is in Evan Ezra Kuf Lamed in Ois Yud. He says that his lashon is the chalitza havi ki'ilu kibel ishus to achiv v'girsha. The part of chalitza is like the Chazanish. It's like you're mekabel the ishus from your brother. There is an ishus, there's a kiddushin, and then you go ahead and then you megarish her, and then you divorce her through the chalitza, so it's an ishus and a gerushin. That's why ka'achas is some type of getter of ishus over here. That's what's lachar mevur from the Gemara, the way the Chazanish speaks it out. And I'll pee this yisaid. Rav Huttner says a gavaldik a chiddush, a gavaldik a hezber to answer a kasha of Taisus that we had earlier in Daf Tesamid Aleph. Taisus on Tesamid Aleph is aimed on the kasha, gavaldik a kasha. And then he says it's mevur in the Gemara in a couple places that according to Rabbi Kiva holds ain kiddushin tefsim b'chavi lavin, just like we hold ain kiddushin tefsim b'chavi krisus. So lefir Rabbi Kiva. Chavi Lavin have a din of Chavi Krisus, the Gabi Chalitza V'yibim, that there's no Zika, there's no Chalitza V'yibim by Chavi Lavin. Just like by us, according to Chachamim, there's no Chalitza V'yibim by an Erva, by Krisus, but by Lavin there is. But Lefir Bekiva, who equates Chavi Lavin to Chavi Krisus, the Gabi Eat Fisus Kiddushin, and Mamzer, who a din, there's not going to be a din of Chalitza V'yibim, the Gabi Chavi Lavin. That's what it's Mavur from the Gemara. In fact, Tyson's a Pelda Kakashi. He says, well, how does Gemara know that? Why would that be? It's true that Rabbi Kiva holds Chavi Lavin, have a din with Chavi Kirsis, the Gabi eat feces Kiddushin, but why would that mean that there's no din Yibim? Let us say of Yibim, be Daicha the Lav, whatever Lav is over there. Why don't you say Sedechalos? You say it should be Daicha, and then there should be Chalitz and Yibim, even Lididan, even according to us. By Chavi Kirsis, Totapsi be Kiddushin, the Gemara is willing to say that we would say Sedechalos, and there should be a mitzvah of Yibim and Chalitza, if not for the fact that Eina Sedechalos is Hushesh Bakaris. So if you're Bekiva, where you're dealing with a Lav, there is no Karis. So Hadar Dina, say Shub Dechidalais, is saying you should be able to have Chalitza V'yibim. What's the pshat? The Rabbi Kiva holds that there's no Chalitza V'yibim by Chavi Lavin. How does Gemara know that? Why is that always pushed to the Gemara? The Lefir Bekiva, there's no Chalitza V'yibim by Chavi Lavin. So that's Taisus Kasha over there. Taisus Blaib Shuri doesn't answer it. Paldik Kasha. If you look in the Rashba, Daf Tes, the Rashba answers this Kasha. He says, Dvarim Stumim V'chasumim, Mamasha Pella, what he says, and needs beer, what he means. So he says like this. He says that that according to Bekiva, we know that Chavi Krisus, that just like Chavi Krisus, there's no Chalitza V'yibim, but who adin l'choman l'tavsi b'kiddushin. We learn out from there that anyone who doesn't have Krisus Kiddushin, there's no Chalitza V'yibim. And I was like the Rashba, the Inu Dava Bekiva, but Rabbi Kiva, the Chachamim, the Chachmei Shas, that were Baki in Shitas Rabbi Kiva, Inu Yadi, Rabbi Kiva, Hachin, Havasrila. They knew that this Rabbi Kiva holds, Lefigach Makshu Hachil Hadia, and therefore they asked such a kasha. So the Rashba says, he says, I don't know how they knew this. Rabbi Kiva holds the Chavi Lavin, have a din of Chavi Krisus, the Gabi not having a din of Chalitza V'yibim, but the Chachin HaShas obviously knew it. They were Bekim and Shittas Rabbi Kiva, and they saw somewhere, somehow, in Shittas Rabbi Kiva that he equates Lavin to Krisus, the Gabi, the fact that there's no din Chalitza V'yibim by Chavi Lavin, just like Chavi Krisus. So the Rashba was not Megalitas where the Chachin HaShas knew this from. Where do you see this Bekiris and Rabbi Kiva? And Balamai said that's what he says. So Rav Huttner, this is brought down in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Huttner on page Kuf Tzadiches. He says, Acher Bakashus Armina, after, you know, asking Rishus, he says, Nearly Lahiris Batsal Makam Habakius. He says, I want to point out, I think I found the Makam Habakius. I know, I think I figured it out. How the Chachim Hashas knew how they knew that Rabbi Kiva holds a Chavi Lavan, have a Dinu Chavi Kris, is regarding the fact that there's no Chalitza B'Yibum. And he says it's Mamash Dis Gemara Argamar and Daf Mem Dalet. Because he says like this, he says it's Mavur from Argamara, the Lafir B'Kiva, Kosov Karabay, said that Chalitza is not just a Ptur, but it's a Kinin. It's like you're being Makadasher and then being Megarasher. There's some type of Ishus that's happening through the Maisa Chalitza. So Chalitza is like almost like a Maisa Kiddushin to the Yavama. So Zakhtar Fudler, if Rabbi Kiva holds that you could be Miyabim Chavi Lavin, you say to the Chalitza, then you got a big problem, because how could you do Chalitza to Chavi Lavin? If Rabbi Kiva holds in Kiddushin talks to Chavi Lavin, Chavi Lavin is like Chavi Krisus Figabe Tvisis Kiddushin, and Chalitza is a Maisa Kiddushin, so how can a Maisa Kiddushin happen to someone who's a Chavi Lavin, that there's no Tvisis Kiddushin? Doesn't make any sense. Especially my Yibam, you could say, fine, even though there's no Tvisis Kiddushin, but I say the Chalitza, say the Lav goes away, and now you could be Mekam Mitzvah Yibam, even though she's Chavi Lavin Chavi Krisus. But Gabi Chalitza, there's no Dechia over there. So if you tell me it could be Chalitz to an Isha that has Chavi Lavin, who's in Kiddushin types in, but it doesn't make any sense. You can't do the Maisa Kiddushin to Isha that doesn't have Tvisis Kiddushin, who's Chavi Lavin, Lefira Bekiva. So Zakta Funda, this is the Makar, how the Gemara knew, the Gemara throughout Shas understood that Lefira Bekiva, it must be there's no Zika Leibim or Chalitza Bechavi Lavin, because if a Bekiva holds Chalitza as Mamash and Maisa Kiddushin and a Maisa Gerushin, we can't have Kiddushin B'chavi Lavin, so B'hechach, there's no Zika at all, and that's how it's pashut to the Gemara. B'chol Duchti, the Lefriya B'kiva, there's no Din Chalitza V'yibah B'chavi Lavin, because if there would be, it wouldn't be Shai Chalitza, because Chalitza is a Maisa Kiddushin, Aliba Der B'kiva. That's the Gevalik it has with it, no to say, to answer Taisus Kasha, to be Mazba the Rashba is answering Taisus Kasha. Just want to end off with the Gevalik Haysaf I saw to this, and the Rebbe had a Talmud by the name of Rebbe Saul Eliel Weintraub, who was a Gain and a Tzaddik, and lived in the Bnei Brak, and when he was nifter, they printed in the Ashurim, and the Chelik of Dalar, the Haggai that he wrote on Rav Huttner's Sfarim, and they have a Haggai, a Ha'ara, that he wrote on this shtickle from Rav Huttner in the Sefer Zikar, and this is in Yeshurim Chelik of Dalar, page Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel, and Rav Eliel Weintraub says, the Lefi that's right from Rav Huttner, you can be Miyashim, another Kasha, a public Kasha that the Rishonim have. We know the Halacha is, B'chol HaShas, that a Chalutza is also to a Kayin, but the Issa Chalutza L'Kayin is only Midrabanan. Grusha L'Kayin is Midraisa, Chalutza L'Kayin is only Midrabanan. But the problem is, if you look in Rashi and Makis and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Mishnah Be'elah Ein Alaykin, Rashi over there says that the Issa Chalutza L'Kayin is Daraisa, you get Malkus Daraisa if a Kayin marries a Chalutza. Taisus asks, he says that it's not true, B'chol HaShas, Chalutza L'Kayin is only Midrabanan. He learns it's only, it's Makis Mardas, it's maybe Agav, Grusha, but about it, there's no Malkus Daraisa by Chalutza L'Kayin. But Rashi seems to be saying there is Malkus Daraisa by Chalutza. It's a Chai Kineged Hashas. What's up, Shad and Rashi? And Taisus Blab Shad, Taisus is Chalik and Rashi. Vizakta Valley Ranchab, if you're a Funda, it could be Miyashiv, that this we say, B'chol Hashas, the Chalutza L'Kayin is only Midarabanan. That's a Didan, that's a Fida Chachamim. The Chalutza is just a Maisa Chalutza. There's no real Ishus and Gerishin like you have by regular Grusha, therefore it's only Midarabanan to be also to a kain. But if a Bekiva holds that Akasav Karabesa, that when you do a Chalitza, it's like Mamash, there's a Kiddushin, and then a Gerushin, then every Chalitza is Mamash like a Grusha. It's like a Grusha, the Taiz Mechadish, that there's a get of a Grusha over here, and the same way Grusha is also like Kain Midaraisa, who would then a Chalitza would be Asur Lekain Minatara, and the Fear Bekiva Taka, a Chalitza is also Lekain Minatara. So this we say, B'chal HaShas, a Chalitza Lekain is only Midarabana, and that's a Fidah Chachamim. But the Fear Bekiva would Taka be Midaraisa. And Mimele, you could say that Mishan Makis, Rashi is learning, is going to Alibud Rebbe Kiva, is being Mefarsha to Alibud Rebbe Kiva. Lefi him, there would be Malkus Daraisa, and that could be Pshat in why Rashi says it would be Malkus Daraisa. And the Haggah on the bottom of the Yeshur, and they bring down from the Ragat Shavar and the Arsamech that they both say similar Pshat to be Mazur Rashi and Makis over there. So Al-Kapanim, this is the Gevaldik Yesod. We see from our Sugya that Chalutza is not just a Ptur, but there's some type of get of a Kinyan, of a Kiddushin, and an Ishus, and then a Gerushin. And if you that, you can be Miyashiv, all these Kashas, as we said. Perhaps Taisus and Makis, who doesn't answer this, is going with Shitase from Taisus and Vamas and Daftes, who doesn't seem to hold of this whole Yesod. He didn't go like the Rashba, but he seems told that there is no element of Kiddushin in the Maisa Chalitza. Maybe he's Chalik on a different Prat, but and therefore he doesn't answer that way in Makis either. But Al-Kapanim, with Dasa Rashba, he says such a Musig, the Fear B'Kiva, that there's an Indian of Ishus and Gerishin in every Maisa Chalitza.